What's the difference between brokenness and repentance? I've written a column in the Latest Issues Etc. journal titled Personal Brokenness. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa writes about being raised a nominal Roman Catholic and finding the saving gospel in the Lutheran Confession. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
Dabo, there are a few coaches in any sport who show more joy than you do. How do you describe the joy of the moment? For me personally, joy comes from focusing on Jesus, others, and yourself.
And again, I want to thank my constituents from San Francisco who have entrusted me to represent them in Congress in the spirit of St. Francis, the patron saint of San Francisco. And his song of St. Francis is our anthem. Make me a channel of thy peace.
Our culture loves to justify sin, and we're seeing people who are looking for substitute saviors. Instead of repenting and turning to the only one who can save them, they instead look to justify their behavior so there's nothing to repent of.
So that this time of forsakenness and being cast off, Jesus would also undergo, not because of his sin, but because of the sins of the world. He would bear those sins for us, so that we might be close to God and never forsaken by Him.
Wisconsin snowplow drivers love Issues Etc.
There are people who make a very good living running the numbers, looking at trends in the past and projecting them forward. They will warn you with all the small print legalese that past performance does not ensure future performance, but they get paid, some of them very well, to try and figure out what's going to happen next in the stock market, in sports, you name it. Whatever human endeavor there is out there, there are prognosticators who are very good at what they do. Should Christian preachers be such prognosticators operating with, well, they don't run the numbers, they don't have any particular expertise in the fields upon which they make their promises and prophecies, but they make them nonetheless, don't they? Prophecies for 2019, it's probably something many Christians have already heard with the new year well underway. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, July the 11th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. It'll be This Week in Pop Christianity with Pastor Chris Rosebro for the first 45 minutes or so. We're going to talk about those 2019 prophecies, hear some of them as well. A little bit later, Pastor Rob Paul joins us. We'll find out what is Lutheran, about classical Lutheran education. Suzanne Venker will be our guest. She's recently written a piece about a report from the American Psychological Association about the dangers of garden variety masculinity. They're trying to back away from the report that they say was 40 years in the making, but they're not doing a very good job of it. Then it's Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We have four soundbites lined up for you to listen to, and after you've listened, you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can go to our Issues Etc. Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you can vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Joining us for This Week in Pop Christianity today to talk about the 2019 prophecies that are just flying all over, Pastor Chris Rosebro, pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
Why can't so many teachers in pop Christianity resist the temptation to make predictions this time of the year?
Well, there's going to be a few of them. One you can say is theological. Part of the major part of the charismatic movement, which has become one of the main streams of evangelicalism, believes that God has restored prophets to the earth. And so the idea is if you believe this, you got to practice what you preach. The other one is a little more nefarious, and that is that these are people who are putting on airs, and they are false prophets. They're not hearing from God, but they want everyone to think that they are, because there is power, money, and prestige that go along with that particular shtick. And so they have found that they are able to fleece people who call themselves Christians and make, well, better than a good living doing so. So, you know, that would be two different answers, but it kind of depends on the prophet involved.
Is it also because the Christians who follow these teachers have not only come to expect such things from their preachers, they perhaps even demand such things from their preachers? I'm thinking about, you know, Paul's warning about the future where men will gather about themselves preachers almost demanding from them whatever their itching ears want to hear.
And you'll note that the prophecies that we're going to hear, they are, oh man, they are ear-scratching, ear-tickling types of messages. Some of them don't make any sense. But so, you know, if given a choice, you know, do I want to hear the word of God rightly preached, and rightly divided law and gospel, which is going to just scream at me and, you know, from the law telling me I'm a sinner, and then placard Christ and him crucified for our sins as the solution to the problem that the law of God creates? Or would you rather have a softer, gentler God who seems to be sending people who are not the prophets like Isaiah or Amos or Jeremiah, but sending prophets that are more akin to like your local astrologer or palm reader or something like that? And so, yeah, there are whole ginormous groups and movements within the evangelical church who have exchanged the prophetic word of God, which is a real word from the Holy Spirit, for something more akin to what you would expect to hear from Edgar Cayce or something like that.
So that's the other part of it. When you abandon the true word of God, you have to have something to go in its place, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we don't want to. Yeah, what's the point of going to church if at least you're not going to put on the pretense that you're a Christian and that you care about things related to the Bible? So you can't just create a vacuum. You have to fill the vacuum with something. And so they'll say, oh yeah, we believe in Jesus. It's just we don't really put a lot of stock in the written word of God. We're more attuned to the fresh things of what Jesus is saying and doing right now.
Now, there was a time not too long ago when this was not all the rage for some of these teachers, but the people who were doing it were at least bold enough to make specific prophecies like the end of the world or the rapture or a terrible calamity is going to strike New York City because of the sin of that great city. They may have been slightly vague, but at least they had a geographical specificity to them. Are we going to hear any of that kind of stuff?
No. I think the more prominent prophets nowadays, they traffic in either what one of my listeners calls word salad, which I think is a great way to say it. I remember learning apologetics from Dr. Rosenblatt at Christ College Irvine, and Rosenblatt would talk about something akin to word salad out there in the theological world, and the phrase he would use or the sentence he would use is "Blue sleeps faster than Tuesday." And, I mean, that's a grammatically correct sentence, but I defy you to tell me what it means. And so we will be hearing word salad, and in some cases we'll be hearing vagaries in others, and then some of them will note, it doesn't sound like much of a prophecy because, I mean, if you can pay attention to the news, you get it. But then there two of the ones we're going to hear are like overt attempts to get money. So there we won't be hearing anything like Jesus is returning on July 13th of 2019 and he'll be showing up in, you know, Poughkeepsie, New York. We won't be hearing that. That nobody does the specific things anymore because they end up getting in a lot of trouble. But instead, these prophets have become very skilled at not saying anything at all, is the best way I could put it.
So who's first?
All right, we're going to start with a lady who's very famous within the charismatic and NAR churches. Her name is Dr. Sharon Stone, and this is her prophecy for 2019.
The title I've given for this year is actually the name of a movie, and it's kind of a sci-fi futuristic movie, and I don't think it's a very moral movie. I've never seen it, but the name of the movie is called A Brave New World. And I believe that God is speaking over this season a brave new world. And I want to start with that bravery. The angel of the Lord came to Joshua and declared that Moses was dead. And he told him to only be strong and courageous. I believe this is where we start the year. There are things that you are trying to breathe life upon that you have to acknowledge are dead, and that he will give you a courage and he will give you a strength and a bravery that allows you to drop unnecessary weight and be able to fulfill your area of high calling.
Okay, what exactly was she prophesying? Can you put that in concrete terms for me?
No, that was one of these Jell-O prophecies. Yeah, there's really very little substance to this thing, and you'll notice the vagaries make it so that you sit there and go, all right. So if I think this lady's really hearing from God, this is supposed to apply to something. Wonder what that thing is. Not sure what that thing is in my life where I have to show bravery in. Maybe letting it go so that I can achieve my area of God-given destiny or something like that. At the end of the day, you sit there, scratch your head and go, I have no idea what she means. And somebody else, more attuned to this kind of stuff might sit there and go, oh, I think what she's saying is that God wants me to cut off my my 45-year-old son who's been living in my basement since college and get him. And I'm just making that up, but it's... Yeah, it's so vague. It could mean just about anything to anybody, and that's kind of the idea behind these prophecies now. It's like a fortune cookie,
Can you explain that aspect of it, that it is sent out, it applies, it claims that this prophecy applies to everyone who's hearing it.
Yep.
So in some sense, it's going to apply to everyone, but it's going to be a different thing for each person.
Uh-huh.
And it's left entirely... to the audience to determine what exactly the preacher is referencing. That seems very, I don't see any of that kind of stuff in Holy Scripture.
Yeah, no, we see nothing like that in Scripture. But you're going to note what you just described as far as like the major characteristic of what is expected with these prophecies oftentimes happens also to be the primary way in which they approach the Scriptures. Let me explain. If you've ever been to a small group Bible study in an evangelical or charismatic reference, or oftentimes the way it works is after the meet and greet and everybody has a few Tostitos and bean dip, then what ends up happening is that somebody will open in a prayer, open up the Bible, read one or two verses out of context, and then we go around the room answering this question. When you heard that read out, what did that verse mean to you? And so you'll note that this is how they approach the Scriptures. This is how these prophecies, everything kind of resides as far as what is truth and everything else experientially about what you're feeling or experiencing while you're hearing the Word of God, either written or spoken in this context. And so ultimately, this is just an extension of the subjectivity that they apply to Scripture, and now this is the expectation when you hear words like this. And there's no way to validate or disvalidate or disprove any of these words. That's not the point. It's just whatever you're experiencing internally, this will connect with you somehow spiritually, emotionally, or whatever, and then that's supposedly a word for you.
Pastor Chris Rosebro is our guest on this Friday afternoon, January the 11th. It's This Week in Pop Christianity. We're going through some 2019 prophecies. He's host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. And on the other side of the break, we'll hear some more prophecies, vague though they be.
We We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
It is the greatest adventure you could ever possibly imagine. It's demanding, it's hard, it's challenging, and what a blessing it is.
Dr. Larry Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on why a man should consider the vocation of pastor.
And it is an incredible blessing to be honored with the opportunity to work with these incredible young men and older men as well, who are committing themselves to the proclamation of God's word, the right distinction of law and gospel, and to take the good news of Jesus Christ into all the world.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. It's This Week in Pop Christianity with Pastor Chris Roseborough. We're talking about 2019 prophecies. So what have you brought for us as number two, Chris?
All right. You need to pad up for this one. This is an example of word salad. This is the senior apostle of Glory of Zion. His name is Chuck Pierce. And just listen in.
I say to you, many conflicts on the horizon. Over the next 3 months, you will protect your ears, protect your eyes, protect what you're listening to. I say there will be many conflicts. There will be conflicts of political nature. There will be conflicts in the arena of religion. There will be conflicts over economic structures. I say to you, nations will accuse other nations. So I say, protect your ears, protect your eyes, and do not enter into opinions quickly. I say, allow me to form the truth in you over these next 3 months, and allow me to put the words in your mouth that you need to decree.
Okay, they need to pick one or the other, either him or the music. But laying that aside, I think I could have made that prophecy. We live in a world that's full of conflicts.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you don't have to be a prophet to know that with the Democrats winning the House of Representatives and the Republicans hanging on to the Senate and Donald Trump being the president, that we were going to be having political conflict in 2019. I mean, we all knew that when the election results came in. And yet this was a prophecy that was given, you know, right at the beginning of the year. And you sit there and go, you don't have to be a prophet for that. But the rest of it made no sense. I mean, you know, that God's going to put in our mouth what we need to decree and declare, and that we need to not form opinions and whatevers. And I've heard this prophecy so many times now, it's I think it's hurting my brain. But yeah, this is there's been conflicts going on in the field of religion and politics and regarding economic structures for going on centuries now, and maybe millennia in most cases. I don't see how this is somehow earth-shattering and that I need a prophet to tell me this so that I can be prepared, you know?
Jesus talks in these terms, war and rumor of war, famine in diverse places, earthquakes and signs in the earth and the sky above. But then he qualifies all of it by saying, pretty much the way things have been since the time of Noah until now.
Yes, that's kind of the point, is that when you misread the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24, you think that the big thing is the wars and rumors of wars and all this kind of stuff. And Jesus said, yeah, that's just the beginning of birth pains. That's like that. That's the baby stuff. That's like the normal thing. And so, yeah, that's going to happen. It's the other stuff you got to pay attention to. So,
number three, what else have you have for us here?
All right, so this is example number one of an overt so-called prophecy that is clearly fishing. This is like a, you know, like a phishing scam. She's using, this is a prophetic phishing scam to see if you can become one of Patricia King's financial benefactors.
The second word that I want to give you is that there is going to be a raising up of benefactors in the year 2019. A benefactor is someone who will usually write a check, but he's one who benefits people, he or she. And they'll usually write the checks for a big project or a specific need, and they're called benefactors. And, you know, in this last year, I was given about three different prophetic words saying that, that there was going to be benefactors that were going to be raised up to support the vision that God was going to give me. And I thought, that's awesome. I would love to receive that. And I do, because we've got great vision. But I want to become a benefactor. And the Lord started opening up the whole realm to me, and he said, I'm actually looking for benefactors. He said, my eyes are moving to and fro throughout the world, looking for hearts that are completely mine so that I can show myself strong on their behalf. And he said, there have been many that I've blessed financially, but they didn't use it to advance the kingdom. But I'm looking for people now that I can trust. And many of you that are watching this, you will have this benefactor anointing. It's like a mantle. I see it like a mantle coming down out of heaven upon the body. And he's saying, who will pick it up? Who will wear this for me, who will receive not only an increase of funding, but the wisdom on how to disperse it for the glory of God.
Okay, that didn't sound so much like a sales pitch as I've heard those things, though. You know, you go to these fundraising dinners.
Yeah.
And at some point, they do have to do what they call the ask.
Uh-huh.
And if they're honest about it, they will just say, I need $10,000, a check for $10,000. Who's going to do it? And someone in the back will raise their hand. But this is a little more veiled than that, isn't it?
Yeah, because you notice the manipulation here. Now, I want to back this analysis up with Scripture. Peter himself, the Apostle Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 2, warns us about this exact kind of thing. He says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, false prophets also rose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, and even denying the master who bought them, and then bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, because of them the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. So we note that one of the things about false prophets is, they tend to be greedy. So here's how this manipulation works. The Lord has told me that he's raising up benefactors, and there's a benefactor anointing that's available to you. Don't you want to be one of these people who are fulfilling this prophecy that I'm telling, and you can become, you know, my benefactor. And see, by you becoming my benefactor, then you are fulfilling this word of the Lord that God gave me regarding the rising up of benefactors in the year 2019. Is that great? You know? So
I want you to further explain the way she put it there. She talked about benefactors to support her vision. What does that mean?
Okay. So Patricia King is the head honcho of XP Media, which is an internet video outlet for basically charismatic and new apostolic reformation prophets, prophetesses, apostles, and apostolettes. And so she has a vision for her ministry that she claims came from God. And so the idea then is that by becoming a benefactor and supporting her vision, you're supporting the vision that God gave her for reaching the world through XP Media. That's what she was referring to.
Okay, you said there was another example of an overt grab for money. What is it?
All right, so this is number four. This is Cindy Jacobs, and this is a lady who is way up there in the New Apostolic Reformation. In fact, she chairs the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders, and which is just a ginormous group of apostles and prophets from around the world, and they get together and kind of pool all their prophecies together. And listen to this. I mean, this is more overt than even Patricia King.
Now, the individual word in 2019 is a year of joyful increase. Are you understanding this? Why does God give you these words? Because he wants you to stand on them. In the Hebrew, joy is a noun. Joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Let's talk about three things quickly that causes increase. Number one, giving. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for fruit supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. 2 Corinthians 9:6-10. Listen, Mike and I, when we're giving a gift, we lay hands on that gift. And we come into agreement what we want our seed to grow. Some people just indiscriminately throw their seed. But we believe that that seed is going to grow. We intentionally give. We intentionally give to the poor. It's not because we're just saying, oh, we want. But the Bible promises if we sow, we'll reap. The measure you give, the measure you get back. Some of you are not getting anything because you're not giving anything. Oh, that was the prophet side of me. I remember days when we were had so little. I remember one time there was an offering and I couldn't find anything in my purse, but I found a little hole in the lining and I dug around and I found some pennies and I sold those pennies. It was my widow's mite. It was what I had. Mike and I know how to sow our way out of debt. We know how to sow our way out of financial problems.
So what is Cindy Jacobs prophesying and promising there?
So the word of the Lord for 2019, according to Cindy Jacobs, is joyful increase. That's the word of the Lord, right? And this, along with this word of the Lord, is an absolute over-the-top admonition if you want to experience the joyful increase that God wants to give you in 2019, then you're going to have to start giving. You can't expect an increase from God if you're not giving. In fact, if you are in a whole lot of debt, maybe you've racked up, $12,000-$15,000 in credit card debt and you can't pay the minimum payment. Oh, that doesn't matter. The way you get out of that debt and you want to experience joyful increase in 2019 is you need to, quote unquote, sow a seed. That means give money, give till it hurts. To whom? Well, to Cindy Jacobs. And then when you give to Cindy Jacobs, God's going to take that seed, that money, and multiply it, and that's how you get out of debt, because it's the year of joyful increase.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. We're walking through some 2019 prophecies on This Week in Pop Christianity. He is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for this first month of 2019. The Christian Difference, an explanation and comparison of world religions, walks through the entire gamut of world religions, big and small, making the constant comparison between them, both in their details, but also, maybe more importantly, in the broad message that they bring that contrasts them with the message of Christianity, offering free forgiveness, grace, and salvation in Jesus Christ alone. Find out more about The Christian Difference. 1-800-325-3040. That's the number for Concordia Publishing House. Or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. We'll be right back. What's the difference between brokenness and repentance? I've written a column in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Personal Brokenness. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa writes about being raised a nominal Roman Catholic and finding the saving gospel in the Lutheran Confession. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
Hi, I'm Pastor Palmer from Catalina Lutheran Church in sunny Tucson, Arizona. We're a confessional, liturgical, hymn-singing, Bible-teaching, gospel-preaching congregation, and we would love to share God's good gifts of word and sacrament with you. Look us up online at catalinalutheran.org or give us a call at 520-825-9255. God be with you.
O morning star, of morning star, shine with the bright
throne. Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Concordia University Chicago's music programs will support your aspirations, whether you want to pursue a professional career in music or simply improve your skills. Experience a wide variety of musical learning and performance in a Christian environment. Auditions for music scholarships will be held February 9th, 16th, and 18th, open to both music majors and non-majors. Admitted students, register today by logging into connect.cuchicago.edu.
Spiritual and religious. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Memoria Press now offers 8 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for children with special needs. These full-year packages help you teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art and music, poetry, science, history, Latin, classical and Christian studies in incremental and multisensory ways for mastery. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR9 to save on resources for your home or school.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/Luther Academy.
God gave me these children, and I am so thankful, and I adore each of them, and I adore Him for giving them to me.
The notion of fallenness is completely out of favor. We now believe that we're basically good, which means that our impulses, especially our sexual impulses, are trustworthy.
Our culture loves to justify sin, and we're seeing people who are looking for substitute saviors. Instead of repenting and turning to the only one who can save them, they instead look to justify their behavior, so there's nothing to repent of.
So that this time of forsakenness and being cast off, Jesus would also undergo, not because of His sin, but because of the sins of the world. He would bear those sins for us, so that we might be close to God and never forsaken by Him.
An hour from now, we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Those 4 soundbites we will play in their entirety for you to hear after you've listened. You give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Vote by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page where you can vote in advance. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Issues Etc. soundbite of the week in an hour. In the meantime, it's This Week in Pop Christianity. We're talking about 2019 prophecies with Pastor Chris Roseborough. Chris, we've had, let's see, Sharon Stone, we've had Chuck Pierce, Patricia King, and just heard from Cindy Jacobs. Who is the last prophet we're going to hear from?
All right, the last one we're going to hear from is Kenneth Copeland, but before we listen to him, I would like to read out from part of the prophet Jeremiah, because there's something really interesting about what Ken Copeland is going to say that sounds a lot like what God was warning us about through the real prophet, Jeremiah. Jeremiah 23:16 says this, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster will come upon you." And then God goes on to note that if somebody really truly is hearing the word of the Lord, that they would be calling people to repent of their sins, rather than make them feel secure, safe, and sound, and kind of fill your minds with kind of like these vain visions, these vain hopes. And so that being what Scripture says, listen carefully to what Ken Copeland is about to say regarding America, which I would not say is a righteous nation by any stretch of the imagination. But here's the other interesting feature about this. Listen carefully to the pronouns he's using, because he will be speaking directly as if he is Christ himself. He will use the pronoun I, and he will make it clear that he's speaking for Jesus.
What about 2019? Will there be conflicts? Will there be wars? Rumors of wars, testings, and trials? Yes, there will. But it'll not come nigh you. It'll not come now nigh your household. This United States has come under my protection, saith the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am watching over it the same as I wept over Jerusalem, because they would not allow me to watch over them. They wouldn't come to me. But you have come to me, saith the Lord. You have called upon me. I have heard the prayers of my people. I have heard your prayers. And I especially have heard the prayers of people of faith that know how to pray and have sought my name and sought my face. And you have been heard on high, saith the Lord. And this is the time that you've been praying about. These are the days that have been coming and coming and coming since the early 1980s, when I began to say, and it was prophesied of old, that there would be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit greater than anything that's ever come to this nation, greater than anything, eventually greater than anything that's ever been seen on this planet. Signs and wonders and miracles from on high. Magnificent operations of the Holy Spirit. And many have prayed and prayed and sought me concerning this. Well, it's here, saith. It is here. And not only in the United States. There's great revival taking place across the South Pacific. There's great revival taking place in the islands of the world. There's great revival happening in Australia right now, saith the Lord.
Chris, it takes a lot of courage. I'm thinking it's not wise courage.
No.
But it takes a lot of very wicked courage to claim to be speaking as Christ when you are not quoting Christ from Holy Scripture.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is demonic blasphemy that is, I mean, it's pegged the needle as far as its blasphemousness. And you're right. This is not wise courage. This is utter foolishness. Does he not recognize that he's going to have to stand before Jesus and explain every single one of these false words? And so, yeah, he was filling everybody with vain hopes, pretty much saying nothing except for that America apparently is protected and revival and signs and wonders and miracles, some kind of weird revival is supposedly now here, thus saith the Lord, as he was speaking in first person as if he were Jesus. I mean, I don't even have words that can rightly explain just how wicked this is. I mean, to say it's demonic, to say that's like listening to the dragon speak from the book of Revelation gets us in close to what we're dealing with here. But this one was a prophecy of a different color, at least as far as like the magnitude of blasphemy in it.
These predictions are either so vague as to be kind of fit them wherever you want them to fit them, or if they have any specificity at all, they seldom come to pass. Why is it that the viewers and the hearers of these prophets, we've gone through five of them, we could probably produce five more easily, do not hold these teachers and these alleged prophets accountable?
Well, one of the things is that within the charismatic movement, if you say, you know, hey, that guy gave a false prophecy, you will be immediately rebuked. Somebody will say to you, the scripture says thou shalt not touch God's anointed. I recently pointed out on YouTube that there was a woman in Australia who had given a weird prophecy claiming prophetic utterances from a children's toy. So she was prophesying the word of the Lord from this toy. And I pointed that out on YouTube and says, this woman isn't hearing from God. She, when she got word of it, she got on Facebook and said, this man doesn't know the danger that he is in. Does he not realize that he has blasphemed the Holy Spirit? And scripture says, thou shalt not touch God's anointed. And so within the charismatic movement, there is a fear that is instilled within people that you don't question the prophet or the apostle. And if somebody is giving something, you don't say that it's false. The best that they will allow you to do is that say that particular prophecy didn't resonate within me, but we dare not call somebody false for fear of actually committing the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit or coming under the wrath of God for quote unquote touching God's anointed.
I have a theory about this, Chris, and it is that since so much of this is tied up with what we've talked about many times, word faith, in essence, that these teachers, especially, but to a lesser degree, their listeners and their followers, can speak things into existence by a word of faith. It really doesn't matter whether these prophecies come true. The point is they tried.
Yeah.
They tried to speak something into existence. For whatever reason, it didn't work, but they're not so much viewing them as prophecies the way the scripture understands them as prophecies, words from God that where God says this will happen. They're understanding it as I'm just going to say whatever happens to occur to me and try and speak it into existence. If it works, it works. And if it doesn't, big deal. I'll try again next year.
Yeah, there is an aspect to that where somebody gives a false prophecy and somebody will say, at least they're trying to hear the word of God. And I have heard people give false prophecies who've said, well, I don't know why I missed that one. I'm asking the Lord to explain to me, how I missed it and what I need to do to hear his voice better. There are people who've actually said those things. So your theory is backed up with at least some legitimate data in that sense.
Before we let you go, what's lined up for Fighting for the Faith tonight?
We will be talking about man-made doctrines and the dangers of them and how to spot them on today's episode.
Folks, you can listen to Chris Roseborough in Fighting for the Faith right after the live broadcast of Issues, Etc. at 5 Central at piratechristian.com, piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.
On the other side of the break, we're going to take up the subject of classical Lutheran education. Pastor Rob Paul will be our guest. Then Suzanne Venker will join us, and we'll get her reaction to a recent report from the American Psychological Association about the dangers of garden variety masculinity. And then it's time to play Issues, Etc., Soundbite of the Week. Thank you for helping us make Budget and for more than 5 million downloads of Issues Etc. in 2018. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 11 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, and thanks for your financial support of Issues Etc., live and on demand, and for our 24/7 talk and music stations.
LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission exists to support and encourage congregations in rural and small town settings. In partnership with LCMS districts, RSTM is uniquely positioned to make a major impact in revitalization support, community engagement and outreach training, congregational partnership development, and worker support through providing and developing resources geared specifically to rural and small town congregations. Check us out at lcms.org/RSTM or give us a call at our office. We're here to help.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The recent unprecedented decline in American Christianity has been well documented. But what can we as Lutherans do about it? This question is at the heart of the Lutheran Witness's January issue on missions and evangelism. Start to finish, readers will encounter faith, courage, conviction, and the assurance that, as Victor Raj puts it, in the church, ministry and mission always go together. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Be Strong and Courageous from Joshua 1:9 is the theme for the 41st academic year at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment and provide an alternative to secular public high schools. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the giving page. Or call me, Dr. Jay Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.